This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on Genesis Communications Network. Yesterday, I talked about George Floyd. He was arrested, handcuffed, and murdered by the Minneapolis, Minnesota Police Department. Four cops were involved. One cop put his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck, held him down for about 8 to 10 minutes until liquid came out of his mouth, blood came out of his mouth, and, liquid came out of his mouth and blood came out of his nose. And there's a trail, what appears to be urine, under the police car coming from him as he when he died. I played the audio of the murder. And I received some emails about this. I'm not going to mention who they're from because I haven't discussed this with the people who sent me the emails. But I'd like to read two of them to you. Vincent, I listened to your show today. The audio that you played was awful. I could hardly listen to it. I just wanted to scream at them to stop. I was shaken. How awful for him and his family. This needs to stop. All of it. They are treating us awful. No words can express my sorrow for him. And the him would be George Floyd, the man who was murdered by the Minneapolis Police Department. That says it all. Here's another one. Vincent, I hate to advocate violence, but we need to stop being so polite to these cops. I've been listening to the death of George Floyd on last night's broadcast, and I'd like to say that if this was unfolding in front of me today, I'd pick up whatever happened to be handy, and I'd start hitting the cop over the head with it. I deal with the consequences, getting shot, jail time, whatever, later. It would be worth it to save someone's life. If one of George Floyd's friends had hit this cop over the head with something, George Floyd would be alive today. The cop might be, or might not be. But given that he was attempting to murder someone, I don't think it would matter whether the cop lived or not. If we all had this attitude, these evil people wouldn't be a problem. Those are two emails that I received. I read them verbatim, except I took out two words. And one word was a descriptive word about the police. You know, added description. What has unfolded with the rioting in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the burning, the looting, is the result of the frustration of the villagers, the people who live there, being oppressed for year after year after year for decades. What I'd like to tell everyone is that it's possible, I don't know for sure, but it's possible that some of the anger is misdirected. But it may not be misdirected. It may be directed on purpose toward the store owners. So stores are being looted, windows are being broken, merchandise is being stolen. Now, it could be that these merchants were unfair, taking advantage of people who were their customers, forced to be their customers because they happen to live in that particular area. That could be. Or it could be that it's just frustration. There happens to be a window and merchandise, and while we're here, and let's just break that window right now. That could be the reason. But indirectly, it will hurt the city, and I think that is the plan. I don't know. I'm not part of this organization. I've never talked to anybody from it. But indirectly, it will hurt the city because tax revenue will go down. Because those merchants they may just give up. They may say, you know what, it's too hard to operate a store here. They may be honorable merchants. And they may just say, you know what, it's not worth it. It's not worth trying to run a store and trying to make a decent living in this environment. And if that happens, then the sales tax revenue will decrease for the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's entirely possible. Actually, it's a certainty. But that's an indirect result. Now, here's what really happens in cities. In order to operate a city needs to have insurance against claims. You know, kind of like people have homeowners insurance and automobile insurance. Police cars have insurance when they bang into, you know, other vehicles. Now, if the police cars were damaged, and they have been, the insurance companies would say, you know what, we are not going to renew your policy. We're not going to renew your policy because the risk is too high. Let me give you an example. So we had a tornado here in Missouri, and a piece of our barn roof was ripped off. Farm Bureau Insurance said to me, all right, we'll send you a check. And I sent the adjuster out. They sent us a check for $750. I can't even get the debris removed for $750, you know, of the debris that came off the roof, let alone repair the roof. So I didn't repair the roof because the insurance company did not provide indemnification for the loss. Farm Bureau is a miserable insurance company, probably the worst on the planet. Well, the next thing they did was they canceled my insurance on the barn because they said, well, it's too big of a risk because it doesn't have the entire roof on it. They canceled my insurance. So I went to get another insurance provider. Allstate said, oh, we can't insure you because you have a claim. And the other insurance company said, we can't insure you either because you have a claim. We don't have claims. The roof was partially blown off by a tornado. And then Farm Bureau raised our rates because of the Joplin tornado. That's what they do. What I'm trying to tell you is that if the damage happened to the city property, like police cars, and I'm not advocating this, I'm just saying this is the way it works. The insurance companies might be reluctant to reinsure the city. If the city can't get insurance for the police cars and the rest of the vehicles and the equipment and the buildings that the city operates, the city goes under. That's the end of the city. Now, I don't know if these demonstrators and protesters realize this or not. And I'm not saying that they should attack the city property. I'm just saying that's what happens. Headline. George Floyd was arrested for trying to pay at a grocery store with a counterfeit bill before white cop knelt on his neck until he died. As the Minneapolis mayor says, he'd still be alive if he were white. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that absolutely, positively believe that's true. Absolutely. There's a lot of racism all over the world. Plenty of it. Plenty of it to go around in the United States of America. So what's happening now is Mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis, Minnesota, said that he considers George Floyd's death a murder, saying arresting officer killed someone. He's saying the arresting officer killed someone. He also said that George Floyd, who was 46 years old, died during his arrest on Monday, and he would still be alive had he been a white man. And headlines say, and Daily Mail say, the 46-year-old was arrested outside a Minneapolis delicatessen after he allegedly tried to pay with a fake $20 bill. Let's talk about money. Let's talk about a guy by the name of Bernie Madoff. You've heard of Bernie Madoff. Maybe it's pronounced Bernie Madoff, like made, M-A-D-E, space O-F-F, but it's really M-A-D-O-F-F. The reason I say Madoff is because he made off with $65 billion, with a B, $65 billion. According to Encyclopedia Britannica, now these are not my words, these are the words of Encyclopedia Britannica, Britannica.com. Considered one of the finest encyclopedias ever, right? Quote, Bernie Madoff, in full, Bernie Bernard Lawrence Madoff, born April 29, 1938, Queens, New York City. He's an American hedge fund investment manager and former chairman of the National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotations, also known as NASDAQ, N-A-S-D-A-Q, stock market. So, Bernie Madoff was the former chairman of the NASDAQ stock market. He was best known for operating history's largest Ponzi scheme, a financial swindle in which early investors were repaid with money acquired for later investors rather than actual investment income. So he got people to give him money, and then he paid the money to other people from money he got from other people. It was a literal Ponzi scheme. The quote continues, Madoff grew in the predominantly Jewish neighborhood of Queens, New York. After spending his freshman year at the University of Alabama, he earned a degree in political science from Hofstra University in New York. He studied law briefly at Brooklyn Law School before founding Bernard L. Madoff Investment Securities with his wife, Ruth, who worked on Wall Street after earning a degree in psychology from Queens College in New York. His specialty was called penny stocks, low-price stocks, over-the-counter market.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, getting back to Bernie Madoff. So, according to Britannica, and I'm reading this verbatim from Britannica.com, the Encyclopedia Britannica. Quote, Madoff cultivated close friendships with his wealthy, influential businessmen in New York City and Palm Beach, Florida, signed them as investors, paid them handsome returns, and used their positive recommendations to attract more investors. He burnished his reputation by developing relationships with financial regulators. He exploited an air of exclusivity to attract serious moneyed investors. Not everyone was accepted into his funds, and it became a mark of prestige to be admitted as a Madoff investor. Investigators later posted that Madoff's pyramid or Ponzi scheme originated in the early 1980s. As more investors joined, their money was used to fund out payouts to existing investors, as well as free payments to Madoff's firm and allegedly to his family. Some skeptical investors concluded that his promised investment returns, 10% annually in both up and down markets, were not credible, and even questioned why the firm's auditor was a small storefront operation with a few employees. In 2001, Barron's Financial Magazine published an article that cast doubt on Madoff's integrity, and financial analyst Harry Markopoulos. And the bottom line of this class is that Bernie Madoff took advantage of a lot of people. And he was not murdered. He was not executed. He was not drawn and quartered or keelhauled. He's in prison. He was sentenced to 150 years. Because he ran a Ponzi scheme and defrauded people of $65 billion. $65 billion. So compare that to George Floyd, who was using a, we'll call it a fake $20 bill to buy something at a delicatessen. He was murdered for that. Now, is the rioting is something that the rioters will be remembered for? Absolutely. Rioting is something that governments really fear. That's the big one. They really fear rioting. Why? Because if the riots extend to the homes of let's say the mayor and the police chief and the police captain and the police lieutenant and the police sergeant and the police officers, that's a big deal. These government types are in fear for their lives. Because, how can I prove that? Because the police are using rubber bullets, at least for now. They're using flashbang grenades. They're using tear gas. They're spraying the protesters. And as they spray the protesters are becoming more violent. As they become more violent, the police become more violent. The National Guard has been called out. This is a big deal. This literally could be the shot, the second shot heard around the world. Actually, it was the second shot heard around the world. Now, if it continues and spreads across the United States, this could be the start of the second American Revolution, which is what I said yesterday. The mayor had called for the officers' arrest. Well, first of all, the officers, there are four involved. Looks like three watchers and one murderer. Now, they're all complicit in this murder because they didn't do anything to prevent it, even though the people watching demanded that they stop murdering this guy while the murder was in process. One of the officers, actually two of the officers, had been exposed to discipline for abusive behavior already, and they were on the police force. Yesterday I said that it starts at the top. So who in their right mind would keep an officer that was charged with abusive power, roughing up the people? One was involved in several police shootings in which a person died. Is that the kind of people you want to have on a police force? How did they stay on the police force?
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Minneapolis last night gathering and again clashing with police as they protested the death of an unarmed black man who was in police custody at the time earlier this week. This protester saying,
"The most impact it has for me is just a general growing distrust of police and really any kind of authority in law enforcement."
The four police officers involved in the man's death have been fired, but protesters want the four to be charged with murder. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have been voting remotely for the first time. Dozens of members voting by proxy yesterday while also holding floor votes. It was for a bipartisan bill involving human rights abuses in China. About 70 Democrats took part of the proxy voting despite a Republican lawsuit that's been trying to stop it. The rules change approved by Democratic leaders over concerns about the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
President Trump is cheering a Texas court's decision to halt a push for universal mail-in ballots this year. The state Supreme Court blocking that effort, saying that such a decision should be left up to state lawmakers. The Texas Democratic Party and two voters were suing the state in March, saying that the election code did allow voters to declare they had a disability if they believed that social distancing was needed to keep coronavirus from spreading. President Trump has been resisting efforts by several states to insist on only mail-in ballots. The state of Arizona is suing Google, alleging consumer fraud. That state's attorney general says the lawsuit outlines deceptive and unfair practices used to obtain user location data. It's accusing Google of exploiting their users' information to then profit off it in the way of advertising, even when users try to opt out of the data collection. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony for this year is not going to take place, at least not this year. It will take place next year, as the event was originally scheduled for August 29th at the Massachusetts Museum. Headlined by the late Kobe Bryant, the legendary 2020 class also includes five-time champion Tim Duncan, 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Garnett, and former WNBA superstar Tamika Catchings. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about George Floyd, and I will get to the tips from my unfinished, not for sale, unpublished book in the broadcast. I've got some interesting tips for you, do-it-yourself tips. David in Illinois, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? sorry about calling
David,
about this. Go ahead.
Before you start, I have a quick question for you. It relates to this. And I know you listen to a lot of radio, and some people would like to call themselves independent radio. I hardly think there's much independence in radio. I would call it alternative radio. USA Prepares is independent. We have no sponsors that pay USA Prepares. And we're not told what to do by anybody. So we actually are independent. But other radio broadcasts have agendas. That being said, David, have you heard on any broadcast that you listen to in the last couple of days any of the audio as I played yesterday, the murder, the actual audio of the murder on the air? Have you heard that?
I've just been hearing about that one just probably within the last 24 hours. And the thing that's troubling to me over this situation also is there's been a lot of these incidents happening during this lockdown, and you don't hear much about it except for
Let's go back. Let's rewind for just a couple seconds. So have you heard anybody play the audio? Not discuss it, but play it on the air.
I've only heard probably two shows within, and those are mainly rebroadcasts of news, different news organizations. That's all I've
heard. Okay. Did they play the full audio of
I did not hear the full one until a show that was on news show late last night, and they did show where they also played the videotapes from the surveillance camera from the store, where they tried to say all these action things that he did, and so far it's not showing up.
I'm calling out my fellow broadcasters as pansies. You know, they actually need to deliver the news so that people can react appropriately. I'm not talking about fear-mongering. I'm talking about I just played the actual audio, and people couldn't listen to it. It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. David, I'm looking at images of buildings being burned. Looks like an auto zone. Oh, it's really on fire. I mean, it's a total loss. I'm looking at, it looks like an Aldi in Minneapolis, Minnesota is on fire as well. Now, those businesses had nothing to do with the murder, nothing to do with it. So my question now is, do you think it's possible that the police are setting some of these fires and so that the protesters would be blamed for it? I don't think anything is beyond what the police might do. Do you think that's possible?
Oh, yes. They have it in their head that they want to win and have that power no matter what the cost. And if you turn around there and get one of the officers in trouble or an eye on them, they don't forget that at all. And now I would like to say something. I didn't plan on saying this, but during my times of being hidden with badges, summertime I got to go to the lake to fish because who wants to sit in patrol cars or fed cars all day long and see all that nonsense? So I would do that. And I got to meet people in the black community. They took me to the south side of Chicago, which is not a very good place, especially if you're white. And they invited me over there. They fed me. They protected me. They showed me their community. And all the time I was there with them, I never seen a cop. Never seen a cop. And they said, we don't want the cops over here. Once they come here, they will mess with everybody. We'd rather deal with ourselves. And they were, I did not see really anything happen. But once they took me back over to the other neighborhood where there was cops in badges everywhere, not only they were messed with, I was, until they found out who I was. And they had to deal with this all the time. So when they get upset, people say, why did they destroy the neighborhoods? Why did they destroy these businesses? Because they know the businesses lead to the money, to the city, to the people up above. And that's just what I noticed and I've seen. Now, I've seen a lot of that stuff with my own eyes with these people, and I've seen the way they live. And I honestly admire them. And their community, when something happened to their community, at least back then, everybody was there to help or watch. And if those people, I know your email said somebody should have grabbed something, hit the cop. That would have started a shooting frenzy. Everybody would have been shot there. You know, I know it's sad that people heard and seen this happen to this man, but I'm numb to that stuff because I've seen so much of it. And I don't know how you're going to stop it unless you find a way. And I'll tell you what, I almost got dealt with a nightstick because I brought this up at one point around all these badges. One of these days, somebody's going to say, hey, we're going to start suing you personally, not just the city or not just these individuals, you. That can all happen. And they were furious that I mentioned that. What are you going to do then? You know, and boy, that hit a nerve like you would not believe.
David, I'm looking at the police, and they have riot gear on. They've got helmets, glasses, gas masks. And I'm looking at three cops standing. This is on Daily Mail class. You can go see it yourself. This muscular police guy, well, he's in a police uniform that says Minneapolis Police. He has a grenade launcher rifle. And it has three grenades on the buttstock. Looks like one of them is missing, so it's probably in the chamber. And then he has a grenade launcher cartridge belt. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like maybe 20 grenades or so to be launched from this grenade launching rifle. Then he has, you know, of course he has his other equipment, and he's got his sidearm. These guys are ready for quite a battle. The buildings that were damaged and a massive, massive fire in an apartment building, it's a total loss, absolutely total loss. Target has been looted, and I'm looking at an image of the protesters. Now, not all the people that are outside are looting. Some are just there to protest. I see some white people and I see some black people. So it's not like this is because a black man was killed that only black people are protesting. That's not it at all. There are a lot of young white people. A lot of young white people. And I think what they're saying is this police brutality is absolutely, positively unacceptable, and they are not going to stand for it. And I think that when I said yesterday that the Minneapolis, Minnesota government should be dismantled from the top to the bottom is absolutely correct. Because in the culture of the police department, in the training that these cops receive, is the technique of putting one's knee on a suspect's neck. They're taught to do this. Who approved that? Was it the sergeant, the lieutenant, the captain, the chief? It was all of them. It had to be. I used to work in corporations, and as a low-level vice president, I was asked, Vinny, what do you think about this? They would ask me my opinion. And they would ask people below me my opinion. They would ask people above me my opinion, their opinions. And then it would become policy. So what I'm saying is these policies don't happen in a vacuum. They happen with lots of people's input. And ultimately, they're signed off by the big boss, whoever that is. That would be the police chief, who reports to the mayor. The mayor selects the police chief. The police chief serves at the pleasure of the mayor. So if the mayor picks some guy that is willing to put his neck, if the mayor picks a guy who's willing to stand on the neck of a suspect and murder him, the mayor has to go. The mayor made some bad choices. The culture starts at the top. I really believe it's like this. I really believe that the mayor has meetings with his direct reports. The police chief, the fire chief, the city manager, that kind of thing. and they submit their monthly reports, and the monthly reports relate to numbers. They're not narratives that said, hey, we helped these senior citizens cross the street. It's numbers. It's revenue. How much revenue came in from parking tickets? How much revenue came in from the court system? How much drug confiscation money? How much money from pulling people over with their automobiles and ticketing them and fining them for broken taillights, failure to maintain lane, DUIs, etc. And I believe the mayor would say something like, and I haven't been there, so I can't say for sure, but I believe this, that the mayor would look at these numbers and when they're a little low, say, hey, whoa. Well, you know, those new police cars cost money. You know, those new grenade launchers cost money. You know, those new grenades, they cost money. Those new radios that we done got you, that costs money. It's going to be tough to keep those. So just keep that in mind when, you know, when you fill out these reports. And so the police chief goes down to the captain and says, listen, I just had a meeting with the boss. Our numbers are down. We got to bring them back up. Captain says to the lieutenant, hey, I had a meeting with the boss. And then the lieutenant says to the sergeant, I had a meeting with the boss. And then the sergeant says to the patrolmen and women, it comes from up high that our numbers are down. You got to get productivity up, or production up. They call it production, which means revenue. So then the police are looking for whatever they can ticket somebody for. The kind of things that they used to say, hey, bud, your taillight's out. I just want to let you know that your taillight's out, so you know, get it replaced so someone doesn't hit you when you're trying to make a turn. Have a nice day. They give you fines for that now. So the whole point of this is the pressure comes from the mayor, in my opinion. It's pushed downward. And the little people, the police officers, say, yes, sir, how high? How many? Just tell me how many taillights I got to find. You just tell me that number, and I'll go get them. I think that's what happens. David, please stay with us and share your side of law enforcement, because I know you've been there. I know you've been in the patrol cars. And, David, would it be fair to say that you're a Marine?
I should be. But I'm not.
All right, we'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David's with us, and we're talking about George Floyd and his murder and the ensuing rioting that's happening in Minneapolis, Minnesota. There's an apartment building that's burned down to the ground. So far, there's a Cadillac pawn and jewelry. Looks like they've had violence there. Target has had violence and looting there. AutoZone burned to the ground. Wendy's, looks like there's violence there. The Minnehaha Lake Wine and Spirits buildings had violence there, and it's continuing to erupt. This may travel to other cities. The protesters have signs, homemade signs that say "Killer Stop Killer Cops," and there's no question. The police have killed a lot of people. There are such things as no-knock raids, which absolutely is against everything that I can think of. You know, the police just bashed down the door. Now what? Now, what would you do if the police bashed down? You know, you're watching TV, you know, in the living room, and the door gets bashed in, and there's five cops in riot gear. What would you do? And we've got automatic weapons. Or in through your window comes a flashbang grenade followed by a tear gas grenade. What would you do? What would you do if you saw a guy like George Floyd being killed right in front of your eyes, the life squeezed out of him? What would you do? Think about that. David, any comments on that?
Yeah, well, I had to live, and I still have to live, over the threat of a no-knock raid being done on us at any time. That was specifically given, warned to me. So we had to have the discussion about what to do if that were to happen. It would be later claimed to be, I was told, to be accidental. But the point is the solution of the problem would be dealt with, which meaning we would no longer make it out of the house. That's why the Marines taught me how to shoot. They taught me how to defend myself, and as long as I can take any of it. I have a chance to take one down that come in here to do harm, to try to cover up. We already know what the possibility may be, but we're not going to just sit back and let it happen. And that's just my situation. But now you mentioned about the chiefs. The chief is each area's got their has their chiefs or their head officer commander. They're the ones that let them get away with it. As long as they're told, no matter what the courts say, and they laugh about the courts, the badges laugh about the courts. As long as the guy backs them and tells them to keep doing it, that's all they care about.
I'm looking at a video of right now of people walking through the front door of Target. And, Class, I just want you to know that there are white people and there are black people walking through Target. Some are wearing masks. Most are not. These people are taking advantage of the situation. Now, I think it's wrong. I think looting is absolutely wrong. However, is it possible that some of these people have been mistreated by some of the merchants in their area? Have they? I don't know. I'm just trying to think of reasons. Now, there's also the spontaneity of, well, you know, all these people are rioting. Let's go get some for ourselves. I mean, is that too?
This is what I tried to allude to earlier when I met a lot of these people. I've seen these kids trying to, they were playing basketball on the basketball court in their neighborhood, not complaining a word. And I'm like, wait a minute, this thing looks like the craters of the moon. Why don't you guys have your politicians fix this, or the sidewalks, or the streets? And they would just laugh at me. Even little kids would laugh at me. You know, my typical white boy, he just don't know what's going on. And sure enough, some old lady sat down and said, whenever they get here, they ruin everything. They take all our money. We don't get it. We're never going to get it. And it doesn't happen, you know. And it's the same thing you're seeing there. Yeah, all the money, in the, they get private, the police, the local police, I bet you on any weekend if them merchants wanted to have enough people, they would give them police security. They would have the guys coming in off duty and working on and walking the beat in front of them places. But what about when they need some help in the lower communities? The first thing they do is come in with the nightstick. They don't, you know, they're ready to go. Because they know that these guys, it's like a drug. I've never seen anything like it before. I mean, it was scary. It's damn scary. When they sit there and think there's a possibility of a revved up situation, they get to bust some head. I mean, it's like a pack of wild wolves or coyotes. It is.
When you
say
they,
understand it unless you see it.
David, when you say they, you're talking about the cops. You're talking about they love this violence, yes?
All the way up to the feds. I've seen it.
David, can you stick around?
Sure.
Let's do some justice to Floyd, Mr. Floyd, George Floyd, murdered by one cop with three other cops just there, not stopping the murder. Took 8 minutes. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.